6:54, currently 69 degrees. Beautiful morning on this Tuesday morning on the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Terry Miller. She's the director of HEAT. Terry, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
Well, tell our listeners what HEAT is.
HEAT is Help Eliminate Auto Thefts, and we are a toll-free confidential tip line that allows people to give information to law enforcement about any type of auto theft-related crime. You don't have to leave your name, and if it results in an arrest, you could get a reward that could go up to $10,000.
Terry, as we get into the summer months, does this increase the thefts of vehicles here in the state of Michigan?
Well, it does because we are a little bit more lax in the summer. We tend to leave our windows open, maybe the sunroof open, leave the beach bag in the back of the car, and it just attracts thieves.
There are new ways that thieves are taking in approaches to stealing our vehicles. They even have a new way that they're using. Explain.
Well, they've resorted to what we call a push steal, which, because they can't have the keys to the vehicle to get it started, and it's much harder to hotwire a vehicle now, they're actually getting behind your vehicle, they're breaking a clip in the transmission, and they are pushing it several blocks up to several miles away in order to strip the vehicle in an area where they're not going to be detected.
How do they get into the vehicle?
They use a Slim Jim, they break a window, sometimes they're unlocked, and that's why we're talking to people who live in, areas that are a little bit less theft prone, because those are where the thieves are gravitating now, because people just don't think of locking their cars at all times.
How long has this been going on? How often does it happen?
Well, it happens almost every day in the Detroit area. And like I said, as things kind of crack down there for these kind of crimes, they're going to move westward, as many trends do, and we just want to make sure your listeners are aware of the situation.
Online fraud is also a problem, as thieves are turning online to purchase sites.
That's right, and Craigslist is a prime example of one of these, where someone will advertise a vehicle that's stolen on Craigslist. They may have changed the VIN number on the vehicle, changed the paperwork up a little bit, but if the price seems too good to be true and the person does things like only leaving you a cell phone number and wanting to meet you at kind of an out-of-the-way place to do the transaction, those are red flags. A legitimate buyer will have no problem completing a transaction at the Secretary of State so that you can check out the VIN numbers and everything and get the registration and the title changed while you're there. And that is our recommendation, is just to make sure that you're really using caution when you're buying a vehicle online.
What is vehicle retagging or cloning?
Well, if you do steal a car with a key, in order to resell it as a complete vehicle, you have to have a VIN number that's not listed as stolen. So they will take a VIN number and kind of clone it. They will say, well, I've stolen this Denali, so I'm going to find another Denali of the same vintage, and I'm going to copy that VIN number and use that on my stolen vehicle. So a lot of times they'll take over that VIN number. You'll go to get your vehicle registered again, and they'll say, oh, well, you sold that car 3 months ago because that transaction has been listed for that other vehicle that's been cloned.
So, all right. Terry, for people who want more information about how to protect their vehicles and about what we were talking about this morning, where can they go?
You can go to our website, which is 1-800-242-HEAT.com. We've got a lot of great safety tips. You can even submit a tip online. And if you want to call our operators 24/7, you can call 1-800-242-HEAT.
Terry, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.